Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. For Monday, September 13th, 2021, brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist in the world. If you can employ the best dentist in the world, why wouldn't you? Make an appointment today. 317-849-2933 is the number. Hit subscribe, punch like, ring the bell. Let's go. Let's talk about sports. So, the Indianapolis Colts, they lost yesterday. We know that. They lost to Seahawks 28-16. We were upset in the moment, right? Good morning, Neil. We were upset. Not happy. Not happy with the protection. Not happy with the secondary. Not happy with the pressure on Russell Wilson early in the game, certainly in the first half. Not happy with Julian Davenport. Not happy with Julian Blackmon. All the Julians sucked yesterday, right? We were angry. Now we're a little bit more reflective. We're a little bit more positive. So, in that vein, here are five positives from yesterday's Colts opening loss to the Seattle Seahawks. Number five, Eric Fisher's likely to be back in week two. We don't know he's going to be back, but we believe he's going to be back, and that gives us hope that this offensive line can perform at a higher level against the Los Angeles Rams than it did against the Seattle Seahawks, and they're going to have to perform at a higher level against the Rams than they did against the Seahawks if they're going to compete. If anybody, good morning, Jody, good morning to you. Anybody who watched the Rams and the Bears last night saw a Rams team that absolutely dominated the Chicago Bears and are going to come in to Lucas Oil Stadium next Sunday with a head of steam. Aaron Donald is a complete mess for an opposing offensive line. Got to hope that Ryan Kelly and Quentin Nelson and whoever the left tackle is, either Eric Fisher or Julian Davenport, is up to that challenge. Number four. The Rams can't play two games in a row like they did last night, right? They were 34-13 winners against the Bears. They made Andy Dalton look sick, which really isn't much of a challenge. They've done that. Good morning, Carl. Can they come into Indianapolis and do the same thing twice? I remember the Rams game in, what was it, 2013 against the Colts here at Lucas Oil Stadium. That wasn't a pretty game. For the Colts, that was a better Colts team, right? And not nearly as good a Rams team as this year. Boy, Matthew Stafford looked good yesterday, though. I'm telling you, man, the Rams looked like they were hitting on just about all cylinders against the Bears, and the Colts were not hitting on many cylinders, especially in the first half. But how can the Rams be expected to play at that level 2 weeks in a row? Number three, that's a positive. I keep kind of drifting into the negative. I'll try to avoid that, all right? It's hard not to drift into the negative after 28-16. Number three, they aren't going to have to play Russell Wilson again until he's 36 or 37. He's going to turn 37 years old late in the season in 2025. That's when the Colts are scheduled to play against this guy next. Russell Wilson's really, really good. The Indianapolis Colts are not really, really good at limiting Russell Wilson. He was terrific yesterday, 18 to 23 for 254, four touchdowns, no picks, a QBR of 84.6, a passer rating of 152.3. Perfect is 158.5. Yikes. The defense had four sacks in the second half. That's something to build on, right? DeForest Buckner got through, got one, you know. They played better football in the second half, but that's going to happen when you spot a team a substantial lead in the NFL in the first half. That's just what happens. Number one, Carson Wentz had a nice first game. It wasn't bad. Good morning, Nicholas. Carson Wentz was all right. Carson Wentz did not lose this game for the Colts. Carson Wentz was one of the bright spots for the Colts. He wasn't glaring in his brightness. But it was a bright spot, 25 of 38 for 251, two touchdowns, no interceptions. That's the key. A passer rating of 102. A yards per attempt. Frank's going to lose his support quickly if he doesn't start kicking field goals. We're going to talk about that in just a second. 6.6 yards per attempt yesterday for Carson Wentz. That's not terribly good. But good enough to win. Certainly, if the defense does its job, the Colts got enough from Carson Wentz to be able to win that game. And Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor wasn't bad. He wasn't great running the football, but he was pretty good catching the football. 1A, we're going to do a sixth, a bonus sixth happy thing about yesterday. They lost openers, obviously, every year since 2013. But in those eight seasons since 2013 in which the Colts have lost their opener, they've gone to the playoffs three times. That's pretty good. They went to the playoffs in 14, 18, and 20. Now, this is not an even-numbered year, but that's happenstance. That's not that big a deal. The Colts chased touchdowns twice by going on fourth down instead of kicking field goals. Here's what happens when you do that, obviously. All right, the Colts wound up losing 28-16. If you kick those two field goals, the score then is 28-22. At 28-22, with the ball late, you got a chance to take the lead, right? If you don't accept points when they are gifted to you and your offense is struggling anyway, not hitting on all cylinders, you have to take points where you can get them. Reich did the right thing at the end of that first drive, that 9.5-minute thing of beauty to open the game. He kicked the field goal. Take points. You will always regret not taking points. Obviously, especially if you don't convert on fourth down, which the Colts did not do in three attempts yesterday. So, I want to talk about, we made picks, right? Did a pick six. Trying to give you investors, you sports investors, a little bit of help yesterday. What did we do? We went 3-2. 3-2-1, really. Seattle, they covered the 2.5, obviously. The Rams covered the 7.5, and I told you I was a rock-solid lock pick. Stafford was terrific. 20 of 26 for 321, 3 and no picks, a QBR of 89.9. Good morning, Henrique. The push was the Lions and the 49ers. That was a +8 push. The Niners wound up winning 41-33. Jaguars minus 3 over the Texans. That was an L for Kent. 37-21. And Green Bay minus 3.5 over the Saints. That was really an L. Like, if you can assess more than an L, you would assess more than an L. Jameis Winston was 14 of 20. 148 yards was all, but 5 touchdowns and a QBR of 92.5. College football coming up this weekend is going to be spectacular. Indiana hosts Cincinnati. Cincinnati, a top 10 ranked team in college football. Indiana not, because of their opening weekend loss. And then they backed that up with a win against Idaho at Memorial Stadium, 56-14. It was cool to see the stands packed to that extent, at least in the first half. By the end of the game, there's nobody there. And that's fine. That's what. And my brother-in-law, my nephew, they went to the game. My nephew's a Phi Psi down at IU. And so is Dad's weekend at the Phi Psi house. And so they go to the game, and then we got a text at halftime saying, yeah, we've left. We're out. The game's over. And I was like, that is Indiana football. You got to leave at halftime. Let's go. And you're right. Tennessee got thrashed, and that's a good thing. The Titans, they go to 0-1. So three 0-1 teams in the AFC South. That's another piece of good news. So the Colts, they didn't fall a game behind the Titans. They're game behind the Texans. I think that that's manageable. Also, this coming weekend, we've got Purdue at Notre Dame, 2:30 in the afternoon on NBC. So we're going to be able to watch Indiana and Cincinnati, watch the first half, then flip over to Purdue and Notre Dame, and then toggle the rest of the afternoon. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. Danny O'Neill of Cathedral High School, sophomore quarterback, was the Indianapolis Star Player of the Week for the second time in 4 weeks for his performance Friday night against Chittard. And, man, he was really good. Again, I love watching a kid play. I've adopted the Cathedral team, and so I've gone to see them play three times. And every single week as a sophomore, Danny O'Neill is getting better and better and better and better, and it's really fun to watch. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we, on this utterly, I assume, it's still dark out, so we don't know. Is it gorgeous? Might be gorgeous. I think it's going to be a little bit warm, a little bit steamy today. No big deal. We like steamy. Let's open the roof. The roof wasn't open yesterday. Why? Because it was a little bit hot. It was 82. Grow a pair, Indianapolis. For God's sake, enjoy yourself in the weather. I'm too sweaty. I'm getting sweaty everywhere. Give me another beer and a tenderloin. I'm sweating through my clothes. Close the roof, Jimmer. Say, what the hell kind of a city is that? Maybe I'm a, that's a, an unfair depiction of residents of the city of Indianapolis. Didn't necessarily portray us in the light that I had intended, but that's fine. Open the roof, sweat a little bit. It's good for you. Open your pores for once, Indianapolis. Let the butter and cream sauce ooze. All right. Birthdays. Former Indianapolis Colt, the great Charles Arbuckle, celebrating a birthday. Fred Rogers, not that Fred Rogers. That Fred Rogers is dead. This Fred Rogers, living, breathing, celebrating a birthday. The great Greg Shaheen, celebrating a birthday, ran the NCAA men's basketball tournament for a long time. Greg Shaheen, a great Hoosier. Brian Perucci, happy birthday. John Schmitz and Patty Fraser Hook, celebrating a birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That is best done with an honest and specific compliment. Lift each other. Indianapolis, you're beautiful. That's how we lift each other. We'll talk to you a little bit later today inside Indiana Sports. Now with Ken Sterling, about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Can't wait to talk to you then.